Welcome back to County Connections. I'm Claire Hall, guest host for this week. And joining me in the studio, Jane Romero, director of our Lincoln County Health and Human Services department since last spring. Jane, great to have you with the county and to be on the program this morning. I really feel like you jumped right into the challenges of this work right from day one. So next, I'd like you to maybe walk the listeners through, you know, the major divisions of Health and Human Services, which I think a lot of people are always surprised to learn the breadth of services, and some maybe at the same time talk about some of the challenges that you're facing right now.
Oh, very good. Thank you, Commissioner. I do find that people are a little curious about the organizational structure of Health and Human Services. So I would say we have four service divisions. One is our public health division, and I feel like people are fairly familiar with our public health division, obviously because of our COVID response, and I'm really proud of the work the public health division has done in that regard. But public health is more than COVID response, right?
So sure.
We have, within public health, environmental health. We have maternal and family health, which it, even in and of itself, offers a number of services. We have immunizations. We have communicable disease. We have health promotion. And I'm thinking if I'm forgetting anything, and I apologize to public health if I am. And of course, we have just really a very capable division director, Florence Portell, and I think we see her COVID updates and hear from her in the news pretty regularly. Another division that we have, of course, is our primary care health center, Lincoln Communities Health Center, we call it, and it is our federally qualified health clinic. We have two primary clinics. We have one in Newport, and we have one in Lincoln City, and we have four school-based health clinics. So we just got a new health center director. She started about 3 weeks ago. Her name is Ann Allard Robinette. We're just very thrilled to have Ann. She comes with very relevant experience, and I think she's really just going to be working with the staff within the primary care division to look at all of the processes, from how do we let people know we're available, to how do we meet people when they come to our office, to how are we able to support the our nurse practitioners and physicians in doing their work. So I expect a lot to happen there, just with regard to looking at that system.
Okay, you know that, I'm glad you brought that up. And my memories were flashing back to, I think, 2007, when we first secured the grant to open a federally qualified health center, and the remarkable growth in services that have been provided. You know, I will hear people say, oh, I wish there was an alternative for primary care. And despite, I think, good efforts by HHS and by, our county public information team, that it still feels like it's one of the best kept secrets in town. And yet the last couple of years, I'm just pulling a number off the top of my head, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that roughly 10% of the entire population of the county receives service at some point during the year from those six clinics.
I believe that's accurate. I'd have to check to be certain, but I think the last time I looked, that was accurate. But I do think we have an opportunity to take a look at how we communicate to the community that we're available and how they can access us. And I think that's something Ann's going to be taking a really close look at.
Great.
And then another division is our behavioral health division, which is primarily mental health for us. We have a really talented and experienced division director. Her name is Marie Laper. And I will say that of all of our divisions, the mental health division or behavioral health division is the one that's probably getting the most of my attention right now. Although I didn't go over it in the introduction, most of my career has in some way touched behavioral health, whether it was directly or because those systems reported up to my position. But so I'm comfortable with it, and it is the area where I think we just have the most challenge. We have so many vacancies in our behavioral health system, and it's not just us. It's across the state. It's across the nation. It's well recognized, and so we are in the process. Really, we've put together a work plan. And we intend to dive into it in the coming months to just really take a look at who do we serve? What are their needs? What are our contractual obligations with the Oregon Health Authority, with the IHN-CCO, our managed care organization, and really try to determine if there is a different way to deliver mental health services here in the community that is sustainable, just mm-hmm. in terms of our ability to attract and keep mental health professionals. So we're going to be doing a lot of work in that area. But I think we have about a 38% vacancy rate.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, yes, that's unfortunate. But again, not surprising. And as you pointed out, certainly not a problem peculiar to the county or to behavioral health, and yet we're in such crisis. I mean, the shortage of resources in behavioral health, I think, plays out across so many aspects of our society, and I think we're the chickens are coming home to roost, unfortunately, and now we're paying the price for decades of inadequate investments in behavioral health services.
I think you're spot on mm-hmm. that. And, I think also the pandemic has just really increased depression and anxiety. Mm-hmm. So not just, among the members of the community, but the people who are tasked with responding to that are themselves dealing with the pandemic and the consequences of that. So I think we've just seen a big exodus in that way.
Okay, thank you. Now we've got three of the divisions covered, but it's also time for a break. So can we do number four right after we get back?
Very good.
Thank you. You're listening to County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCA.